cost estimate of stuff still yet to happen.
Yes, that's true. That's true. In addition to that, so we've got the, these are ancillary systems, the fuel system, the exhaust system, the coolant system, the air start system, but the big one, the very big one, is the interconnection and the power distribution or the controls. Well, there's actually two components. There's the power distribution piece of it that goes into our switchgear, goes into our grid, and then there are the controls portion of that, and that's the big one. It represents more than half of what we're asking for to be appropriated at this time.
And that's the contract for EPS that's on the agenda next for your consideration.
Right. And there were a number of reasons why this turned out to be more expensive. The first look at EPS looked at this. I asked them to give me kind of a sense of what it would take to do the interconnections and the commissioning of the generators coming out of Nome, and they did. That was all done over the phone. Once we received those machines here, I invited EPS down here to look at them, and we discovered that the number of the components that we now have as part of that delivery from Nome, they just simply were not able to reuse them. There's issues about reverse engineering. All of those control functions. There are issues with the actual physical starters and breakers that no longer work, and they're very well outdated. And additionally, they wouldn't be compatible with our new SCADA system that we installed last year. So the control systems that we're looking to at that point, when I heard the word reverse engineering, I knew right away that's a big component of what I'm asking EPS to do, and at that point I said let's not even go into reverse engineering and try to figure out what was going on, but just tell me what we need to do to go forward so we can go ahead and hook up this generator in the way that it needs. Part of what they have proposed includes a component that I had first looked at our linemen doing, and that was the high voltage cabling from the generator over to our switchgear. And in retrospect, I think that they could have done it, but I also, in thinking through this, I realized that was going to take away from some of their primary job, a primary job that they already have, and that's taking care of the infrastructure around the community of Wrangell. So I thought that as EPS, they're providing for us is the engineering, and then the installation and the commissioning. So there's three components to what they're proposing for us here. And so I thought rather than asking our folks to cut off a little piece of that, and it really, I'm not sure that I'd be saving a lot, maybe $20,000. I know that that's a lot, but I mean in the overall scheme of things, it was a smaller piece of it. And I thought it best just go ahead and let the electricians go ahead and run those cables, and because they're going to put in the infrastructure, the cable trays and all the associated stuff, they were going to take care of that, and I just wanted them to go ahead and take care of all of that and kind of a turnkey deal. So That kind of is the, and there are some nuances around that, but that's kind of the overall picture of where this is. Now, I have a lot of confidence that we're going to be able to get the generator up here from Barstow, and we are we're solely intent, or we're certainly focused and intent on trying to find out if that generator is actually good. And if it is, that also saves us a lot of money. In the process of working with the vendor out of Barstow, I knew that we would need an exhaust manifold for, we're getting one with the Barstow generator. However, I also knew that we were going to need another exhaust manifold, or not manifold, but exhaust muffler for the 20-cylinder generator that we now have in the powerhouse. This was very, very exciting because the vendor in Barstow says, you want it, you got it. So all we've got to do is load it on the truck. That's about another $20,000 to $30,000 expenditure that we are not going to have to make in trying to finalize that. As soon,
I think it was a six pack of beer.
Yes. He asked for a six pack of beer when he arrives in Wrangell. So I have a little bit of time because he has no plans to travel right away. So anyway, it seems as though people have been interested in helping this project come along in the strangest of ways. For instance, the 60-ton trailer that we now own and it resides in Barstow, California. Those trailers, I myself and Royce had looked over the internet extensively, and they were going to run anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000 for just a trailer that would accept the load of the container that we're bringing up here. And I believe that Performance Trucking sold us this trailer for $11,000. And it was just, it's, and this was the, it will be worthy of roads that Wrangell has, but it's not worthy to travel interstate. That's the reason that we got it for the price that we did. So I was very, very tickled about that.
But we're okay to get it up from California to Washington.
Yes, in fact, it will be itself a load, and it will not go into service till we put the container on it in Seattle.
Also, they're all being shipped separately to Seattle.
Everything's being shipped separately up to Seattle, and then in the AML yard, they will put marry everything up together. Mm-hmm. And
the,
then when
the unit is portable, so we need a trailer for the unit to tow it around to tie it in where we want to tie it.
Correct.
In.
And so the point of this Barstow unit is to be able to move it around to different locations.
Right. Correct.
What, is this emergency preparedness for the community? Is that the
point? Rod, why is that important?
That's important because we would be able to tie it into the grid wherever we need it to, wherever there are additional switch boxes, so that we could say if we in a real catastrophic emergency, we could tie into feeder two that feeds the runway and the emergency response facilities and things like that.
Well,
correct.
Or we could lease it to Ketchikan.
Yes, there's that.
Well, you
yes.
How soon is this? Is this trailer in? Generator coming up from Barstow?
I have withheld scheduling that specifically pending this. I didn't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Right.
However, both the trucking company And the vendor of the unit have both been put on notice to try to schedule something for this week or next week. So I'm trying to get them up here within the next 2 weeks here.
I will add this. So as Rod said, it is possible that the unit in the actual container in Barstow works. If that happens, then we actually have another generator. Mm-hmm. And in talking about the powerhouse project, if we build new, if we want to keep the unit, we then have the ability to have it, that would make it
another
seven. That would make seven total generate, because we have the four currently.
Yes.
It'd be six, excuse me. Six total, six. And then a cat in the box. Okay. Or alternatively, we have the ability to pay it forward. Is there other neighbors in the area who would take anything we don't need?
Correct.
So that's something correct. Else to consider.
So I'm sorry, I'm a little behind curve because I've been absent, apparently. So, in my absence, we decided to purchase this container from California, from Barstow, to facilitate the generator that we got from Nome.
So we got two from Nome.
Yeah, we've got two from Nome, the large one and the smaller
portable.
Correct. Which will go into the container.
Correct.
But there's the off chance that the one in the container that we purchased may also work.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
The one in the container is military surplus. It's a dual fuel generator.
Mm-hmm.
It also runs on natural gas as well as diesel. So it's a high probability that it will, without modifications, be able to run. We just don't know that. We did send people to Nome to assess the Nome generators and found them to be more than acceptable. We opted not to go down to Barstow because there was really no way to try to get it started. It was just sitting in a lot, and the good thing about why this container was so valuable to us was that all the ancillary systems are already contained. It has its own day tank. It has its own air start system. It has its own coolant system, and it has its own control modules. So this one in Barstow is really all that it needs is a generator that works, whether it's the one that's already in there or the one that's down in the Marine Service Center. It's immaterial to us at this point.
That's great.
Very good.
Yeah.
I see it comes with its own exciter unit. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. That is very exciting.
And so we digress.
It has its own exciter.
And so we digress. Sally, never mind. It takes us to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
Somebody
Julie.
Has to.
I just want to say I remember the first time Clay Hemmer brought his wish list of things to us a number of years ago. And, power generation was on the list, and I think he had a figure of about $2 to $2.5 million is what he figured it would cost
for a
and
one.
Yes, I know. And so, you've been able to put together this package for us for significant over $2 million savings to the community. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
There was a lot of hassle and maneuvering and figuring and stuff, but I think it was well worth your time and the community.
Whatever happens to me in this position as a as a superintendent of Light and Power, I will. This is one piece that I will walk away with quite proud, because this one's the community of Wrangell will benefit from this for years to come, I believe.
Well, I think what people may not realize is that we were shy if we turned on all the heaters and all the lights in the middle of winter, if a line goes down from Taiyi and it's a long line, or a submarine cable goes out, we have to fire up the generators in the dead of winter. Most people have converted over to electricity, and even if we swung the valves and fired up the new oil fire burner and the thing and had the schools go to all oil and started doing oil everywhere we could, we couldn't shed enough load to meet the maximum demand
That's correct.
Of the community in the dead of winter. So this is absolute prevention for a disaster.
Well, and not only could we meet the load, if one went down, then we'd have no choice to do rolling blackouts.
Right.
Plus, this gives us one for the airport if we need it.
Yeah, and the spare one is nice because if you do have to tie in somewhere, like if you have a major disaster with a landslide that takes out a bunch of lines, I know there's a lot more work than just plugging her in. But
well, in fact, one of the line items that I was, as I was developing the rest of this budget here, I have a line item called interconnection of I don't call it cat in a box, but emergency generation. And the cabling that connects it to the from the generator to the switch box or the any of those connection points, I think there's something like 12 runs that have to go. And this is massive cable, all sure. copper, very very expensive, several dollars a foot, and so. But I put in there so that we, you know, that piece of it there is covered as well.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate your thoroughness with this, Rod. Thank you. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, if I may just quickly, I know we've spent a lot of time on this to Assemblymember Decker's point. I just want to really say thanks to Lieutenant Bruce Smith, who was sitting in a staff meeting and said, hey, my dad just came back from Nome, and they said we can have these if we want them. And because he brought that up at a meeting, Rod followed up on it, and then Royce really, I think, has been like the internet sleuth.
Yes.
Looking for the deals for the container, and looking for the deals for the trailer, and looking for the deals for the tank. I don't know how. I mean, if ever I need something on eBay, I'm going to Royce for this. So
absolutely.
Really, so much work from a number of different people to pull this together, and I just want to say thanks to everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
Is there
you.
Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, so we are now on...
Okay.
Approval of a sole source professional service agreement with the Electric Power Systems, Inc. in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code, Section 5.10.050F, in the amount of $340,012 for the power generation solution project.
Move to approve a sole source professional service agreement with Electric Power Systems, Inc. in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050F in the amount of $340,012 for the power generation solutions project.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Aye. Or, sorry, what are we on?
L.
Proposed resolution number 10-19-1496 of the Assembly of the City and Borough, Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the general fund, accepting underpaid federal PILT revenue in the amount of $11,096 resulting from the Kane County, Utah v. United States settlement and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution 10-19-1496.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
This is way better than the $890 I originally reported.
We like $11,000. Much better.
Take the money.
All right. Hearing no further discussion. Full vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. M, approval of change order number one to the Tamaco RNR JV in the amount of $318,264.26 for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor replacement project.
Move to approve change order number one to Tamaco RNR JV in the amount of $318,264.26 for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Replacement Project.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. The only point I'd like to know is what's the 26 cents about?
Yeah.
Like when you're talking about $318,000, you have 26 cents.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
They can't round it up.
So, Mr. Mayor, I laugh at this. If I will tell you, when PNND gave us an estimate for this project, it was originally over $10 million, and they had like 89 cents attached to this. And
I said to Ambrose, you tell
PNND no change, no cents from now on, all round dollars.
Round everything down. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing them, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. N, resolution number 10-19-1497 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the general fund by transferring $80,000 from the general fund reserves to the Public Works Capital Equipment account for acquisition of a used replacement dump truck.
It's on page 341, by the way. Move to approve resolution number 10-19-1497.
Second.
We moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, you want to?
Sure. Our public works director is here as well. So it's been a tough few weeks for the public works department in terms of vehicles. And one of the things that has broken down is the dump truck, which is a vehicle that is used, I won't say daily, but about every third or fourth day for work here in the public works department, whether it's from a water line break, you know, because they have to excavate around it, to hauling sand, you know, that's being cleaned for the water treatment plant, whatever it is. And I will let Roland speak to this, but essentially a cross member of the engine has cracked and they have been unable to find a replacement part for that. And when considering the idea of fixing it or fabricating something, they have referred to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and also spoken to MAC about how those fixes can be done, and MAC recommends only welding horizontally, and what we have is a vertical crack. And the reasons for that are given in the agenda statement here. I initially asked a question of the Public Works Director about whether or not they had just gone to MAC or, you know, to a dealer looking to the manufacturer for a part. He indicated no, that in fact the staff had looked so extensively online, he'd actually told them to quit because they'd spent so much time looking for a part and he needed them to get back to working to other stuff. I do believe the mayor has a question about some other alternative options, but they did look extensively, as I understand it, for parts from a variety of different sources. The other question I asked of the Public Works Director is, how much do we actually use a dump truck, and is there value? Are we money ahead by just renting it? And at a cost of, you know, somewhere around $1,000 a day, given the number of days that the dump truck is used, it does not make financial sense for the borough to lease or to rent. We're money ahead owning a vehicle if we can get one at a reasonable price. So,
Roland, do you want to come up?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The truck's only 40 years old.
I was going to say a couple of questions. What year and what model is the current truck?
I don't have the model off the top of my head. It's a 1983 Mac. And it's an SR686.
Familiar with it.
It's old. Super, super, super old.
And what are we looking at replacing it with?
2009, 2011 Mac, actually we were looking at Freightliners, but something around that range.
How many miles does that dump truck have on it?
16, it reads 1,600.
Sorry?
It reads 1,600 miles.
1,600 miles?
Yeah, I don't know if the odometer...
1,600 miles.
Yeah.
The old one is 1,600?
That's what it says.
That's what it says. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it says.
Is it not functional?
I don't believe so.
So how do you manage oil changes on that?
Hourly. It's got 3,600 hours on that.
3,600 hours. Okay.
It's 36 years old.
Yeah, the one you're looking at has only 44,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of questions. So you have 3,600 hours. You bought this. What year did you acquire the truck?
Nobody really knows. They believe it was bought new in 83.
They bought it new in 83?
We believe so. Nobody actually knows. Nobody's still alive in public. That was fun.
So we're looking at how many years? I'm just curious. If we have an hour meter on it, mm-hmm. we can take the number of years and divide the hours by the number of years, and that will tell you how many hours you use per year.
Mm-hmm.
3,600 hours by 36 years and 100 hours a year.
That's engine running time too. That's yeah. not miles, but you know, in terms of, I guess my.
You got to realize when we're using a dump truck, we're little short increments. Yeah. We're not leaving it running. And we're only running from point A to point B.
Well, that's actually fair enough. That's what I'm, part of my thing is that the average run for a dump truck on this island is 5 miles.
Not even that.
Yeah.
I've driven 8 hours when I worked for Northland and put 2.5 miles on a truck. 8 hours nonstop. Hard, fast miles and put 2.5 miles on a truck. Just to give you an example of what you do in Wrangell.
Right, because you leave it running.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not moving, so it's just running.
2.5 miles, not hours.
No, I'm moving nonstop.
That's what I'm saying, though.
No, you're moving nonstop.
He said he had it 8 hours, and he went 2.5 miles.
Because it's such a short distance.
You got to understand, you're going boom, 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 boom.
What I'm trying to point out is that it's just sitting idly for a lot of the time.
Minutes.
Unless you're driving at 0.10 of a mile per hour.
Well, no, you drive, you know, hook back
trips
up.
It trips back and forth, but I'm saying it's short.
Sure. Well, what are you getting at, I guess?
I guess my point on this is that $80,000 for a truck is, in my opinion, a lot of money, and I was really hoping that we could find an alternative to fixing this brace for the amount that we use it. Do we look at wrecker yards?
Everywhere.
You look at every wrecker yard.
We've been looking at wrecker yards, classic truck restoring shops.
So you looked at the wrecker yards in Washington State? Or
Washington, Oregon, California, Utah.
And there was nobody had a dump truck.
These are obsolete. The Mac dealer guys are actually making fun of us at this point for keep contacting them.
Yeah.
Did Royce left?
Okay.
How many days out of the year do you suppose we use that dump truck?
50 days.
100 plus.
We're at 100.
Yeah, the only reason it says 75 is because we broke down so many times this year that we didn't get all our
50, runs. 75, and 100 now.
It is the breakdown in the agenda statement is 75, and he actually...
I had 100.
He did when... Actually, this is my fault. I apologize here. Royce did, in the original language, say he anticipated they could have used it more than 100 days, but it was out of service.
Okay.
That is my fault.
So 100 days times $1,200 a day if we had to rent it.
Mm-hmm. We cannot function without a dump truck.
Period. I was going to say, if we had to rent it from, say...
$1,120 is the cheapest per day rental we can get.
Yeah, right. Right.
And they will not. Nobody will rent a truck without a driver.
Without a
we're
driver,
actually
exactly.
renting a truck. Yeah.
So it's truck plus driver. Yeah. That time period.
I can go. We can't dig a hole, fill a hole. We can't. You cannot function without a dump truck. I can't fix it.
I'm not questioning whether you can function with or without. There's no question you need a dump truck.
If you spend under $80,000, you're getting a truck that's over 10 years old and you're going backwards. You're going to be doing the same thing.
Okay, let me ask this question. Is California the closest dump truck you can find? Sacramento? That's the closest.
No, I was trying to get trucks close to ports.
There's nothing in Washington State?
There's a few. I just threw a couple examples.
So these are not the trucks you're looking for?
Those are the, yes, similar trucks. I just don't want to flood you with 75
It's not
quotes.
This one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We have to come back to you with the actual vehicle that's chosen for approval. And it. But these were just examples of what they're looking at.
Well, I guess I'm just looking at an $80,000 dump truck that gets used 100 hours a year or whatever it is.
100 days.
They're not just, these dump trucks aren't just sitting idling.
But how many hours is it, Julie?
100 hours.
It's 100 hours a year.
If it's 3,600 hours.
It's 100 hours a
month. Guys, I have worked with construction equipment for years. that hour meter may not be accurate. That hour meter may have been replaced three times over since that truck was new.
Typically, a dump truck's not just idling. A dump truck's shut off while you're loading it, fire it back up.
You said it was how old, 36?
36 years old.
So 36 years times 100 days a year times the rental that we would pay. I mean, you have to think about the number of years that we'll have this dump truck. I mean, it may not last 36 years, but...
not questioning whether we have a dump truck or not. I'm questioning $80,000.
I understand.
10 years is $1 million.
So, and I appreciate that we have several pieces of equipment that we've purchased through the years that I do not believe brought good value to this community. Our grader is one of them. We spent a lot of money on a brand new grader.
You cannot
plow. You can disagree with me, and that's fine.
You can't plow snow without a grader. It's impossible.
No one's questioning whether or not we need a grader. If I may, the point the mayor is making is we're a very encapsulated area here, and so the need to have brand new equipment with low hours on it is not as necessitated as it would be in an area where people are having to make long mileage trips for things. And I'll just use the example. This is just for example's sake. My vehicle that I'm driving right now here that I've had since 2007, I just turned over 81,000 miles on. My boyfriend in North Carolina bought a brand new rig 9 months ago because of his commute. He has 43,000 miles on it, and he's had it 9 months. So I think that's the point that the mayor is trying to make. And so no one's questioning the need for equipment, but it is making sure that we are maximizing the amount of money that we're spending for the value of the rig that we're getting for what we have to use it for. And yeah, so
I think the other thing, too, for me is we have a general fund, and this money's going to come out of our general fund. And we're spending money out of our general fund here and here and here and here and here. And eventually, there's not going to be any money in the general fund. And so the reason why I put up a fight about these things is because I want to make sure we're maximizing, absolutely maximizing our dollars on every expenditure that we make. And I think we've made some expenditures for new stuff that when we could have done used. And I've brought it up about trucks and rigs and all sorts of things. So unless we get a grant that offsets our costs, I worry about these large price tags on things that get used 100 hours a year. Or maybe the meter's broken. I don't know. I don't know how you do maintenance on a rig with a broken meter, but I don't know.
What would you be more comfortable with an expenditure towards replacing or operating the dump truck?
I'm not going to propose a number, but I only had one number proposed.
So, Mr. Mayor, I can commit to you to working with Roland to make sure that we are looking at the best value for what the needs are of our community and bringing some options to you when we come forward. The expenditure, because it will undoubtedly be over $25,000 when the options are brought to you, still has to come back to the Assembly.
Yeah.
So, and the money will not be moved. This authorizes the expenditure. The money will not be moved from general fund reserves into that fund until we have to do it. And so it doesn't have to be the full $80,000 if that's not what we expend. So again, the Assembly has a second crack at this.
And for me, we're going through fits and connections to get two used generators in here because we can't afford the $2.5 million. Our police, we're giving them used vehicles because we can't afford to buy everybody a new rig. I mean, it's the way we're operating because we know that things are so tight. We've got contract negotiations here. We've got everything is coming together, and I just want us to be in a good position as we move forward. So I want to ensure that we're going in with the sharpest pencil possible. No question we need a dump truck. No question. You told us you wanted a new dump truck in your budget proposal. Yeah. And unfortunately, both of the vehicles you want, both wound up broke. It's unfortunate.
And the other one snapped in half.
Yeah.
Luckily, in the yard, not on the highway.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds reasonable to me.
You have my commitment that...
I will. Can I add...
And Roland's commitment.
Yeah. Can I add that we had 7 main breaks this year, 7 water main breaks this year, 1 sewer main break this year, and not one of them would be fixed without a dump truck.
From my standpoint, I am not questioning the dump truck. Because it would be silly not to have a dump truck. You need to move things. So there's no question about that. It's the $80,000 that I'm questioning.
So we'll look, I'm sorry.
I'm ready to move on. Yeah, I understand the process.
We will look at alternatives. We will bring you options, and you have my commitment to that.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Okay.
So we go to H.
Run. I got to reverse my sheet here.
And I have a new...
This is the new one. Okay, let me dig that up.
Mayor, it's on page 223.
223, thank you. Okay, so this is the motion revised for H, correct?
Correct.
13H. Proposed ordinance number 969 in Assembly City, Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing a section 05-11 or .11 remote seller sales tax of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 969 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on November 12, 2019.
Second.
Okay, move to second to discussion. Lisa, I had asked some specific questions when this was here last time about our Amazon sales. Did we get a number on that? No. Okay.
I apologize.
I have a hard time making a decision on this till I understand the impact of... Because, again, I bring it back to the simple formula. If we're making $1 million in sales tax from Amazon, and our potential increase is only $20,000, but we give up 7% of the $1 million, which I'm using very round, big numbers.
Right.
Then we are losing money.
So I apologize, Mr. Mayor. I'm comfortable telling you that our online... our current remote sellers, I can't just speak about one because that information is confidential, but all of the online sellers we have, we're bringing in, the biggest of which obviously is Amazon, have been right around I think $15,000 in the lowest quarters of the year. So we do anticipate in this quarter, the last two of the year, that things will be bigger, because we're coming into the back to, we've just gone through the sort of the back to school quarter, and now we're getting ready to go into the holiday quarter, and so I anticipate there'll be more. My guess is, and remember, all we're able to collect from Amazon right now is just the stuff that is fulfilled by Amazon, not the other small.
So are you then saying that when there is a non-fulfillment through Amazon, we will be collecting now on that sales tax as well?
If we do this.
So Amazon has to report that non-fulfillment vendor to us or to the organization?
That's correct. So what ends up happening with Amazon, they end up becoming what's called a marketplace. They then have to collect sales tax on behalf of that vendor and remit that back, because then that, I apologize that Alicia isn't on the phone to explain this. There's a change in the way that things happen. And so right now, because each of those individual vendors operating through Amazon don't have what's called a nexus in Wrangell, because there's not 100 transactions or the $100,000 threshold that they meet, they don't have to collect tax on their behalf. On their behalf, Amazon doesn't. But once it becomes the statewide level, we meet those 100 transactions for them as a marketplace, as I understand it, on the statewide level, and we meet the $100,000 threshold on the statewide level. So they then have to collect tax for all jurisdictions.
Oh, okay, that changes.